silence, I mean real silence, is terrifying in some ways. You know, it brings us closer to ourselves in some ways, you know, to that solitary sort of singularity that none of us really want to look at, you know, for obvious reasons.
Scottish singer-songwriter Alexi Murdoch is no stranger to silence. He uses it as a powerful tool in his music, which grows from nothingness to dense layers of airy guitars. And he recently released his second full-length album called Towards the Sun. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Alexi Murdoch has had the kind of successful music career that makes the major labels very nervous. As early word spread, Alexi found himself courted by a large part of the industry. He refused them all and took the DIY approach, starting his own label and maintaining complete creative control. This worked well for Alexi's initial EP and first album, and now he's released Towards the Sun, which had films and television scrambling for use of the songs even before it came out. Alexi Murdoch came by Studio A with his guitar and a slew of pedals to perform his hypnotic and somewhat mysterious sound. Host Elisa Alley got to ask him about how he likes to listen to music.
I'm more of a headphone listener as well. I find that that kind of creates more of a space, you know, where I can go off, and that's what I'm doing at that point. I'm not a background music kind of person. I mean, it's very difficult. I've never understood people who can sort of have music on and read at the same time. Every time I tried that, even when I used to sort of study and try and listen to music, it was just like impossible.
You found it too distracting.
Well, yeah, you'd start listening to the music, wouldn't
right.
you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of people do that, though. It's a very common thing.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that music is sort of seeping into their brain and, you know, they're processing it on a different level, you know?
Probably. I don't have the capacity to do that. I focus in on it too much, you know. I love you, girl, more than I can say. Even with my heart in the way,
assume that it would take a fair amount of work to put this out on your own label and put all this stuff together, or does it not? Is it very easy?
Well, I mean, it takes a while to figure out who's gonna, you know, how it's gonna get distributed and all that stuff. But I mean, I don't really, I mean, to say I have my own label is sort of a kind of an overstatement, because it implies that there are sort of, you know, all kinds of people working away. No, it's just a couple of managers and sort of just a really nice group of people who, you know. If you don't have this sort of crazy expectation and you don't bother with trying to sort of market and promote and all that kind of nonsense, it's just really a question of making the music available to people and getting out and playing.
And in the morning I'll be gone. Wherefore and to cannot be told. Yes, in the morning I'll be gone. Wherefore and to cannot be told. My mind fell in memories, weighing me down like gold. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon.
That was Alexi Murdoch performing live in Studio A. Alexi's new album is called Towards the Sun. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online, anytime, at WFUV.org.